Talking about amusement, Clarence, any other amusing incidents come to mind during your extensive travelling?
Yes, there's one especially that I found amusing. We had to go to London with David Rawls, and he came in on the train from Cheltenham with his bowler hat on and that, and I think Ken Daniels and I sat there, and all the way up in the train to London, he was saying we weren't going to give any money away. Well, it was a big job. It was 28 three pumps for Cameron Ironworks in Glasgow. And anyway, he wasn't going to give anything away. So we went along, we eventually went to their offices and sat down, had a bit of a chat and that. And then this chap from Cameron said, look, all I'm prepared to pay is this amount of money. And David Rowe said, yes, I think that's fair. There ended the lesson. I mean, other than that, one amusing incident took place in Sweden. We were in the we'd been in Sweden for a week. There was Bob Madeley, our chief engineer, chief designer, and Horace White, who was a design draftsman, and myself. And Friday night, we'd had a meal, and we went to play. I said, "Have you ever played roulette?" And they said, "No." So we put about a fiver each into this roulette system, and. I lost my fiver, Bob lost his, but Horace won a great amount of money. But we couldn't spend it in the bar. We could only spend it in the dance hall. Well, we didn't want to go in the dance hall, but Horace did. So he took a couple of handfuls of these chips, and he gave us the rest and said, well, double it now on the roulette, which we promptly lost a lot. So we went into the dance hall, and Horace was dancing with some Swedish blonde, and eventually he came over. He said, well, I haven't got any money for... He said, the drinks are very expensive in here. He said, no, we haven't. We lost it. So he fished out a few of these chips out of his pocket, and all it would buy was three tonics. And Bob looked at me. He said, well, what are we buying tonics for? I said, well, don't worry. I said, give me a key to your room. I said, we got a bottle of gin up there. So we go and fetch this gin down. And when the barman wasn't looking, we were pouring it out under the table into each other's glass. And I think Horace had most of it and was absolutely drunk. Anyhow, we got him to bed, and we eventually got down into the breakfast room, and he came down in the morning, but he didn't open the breakfast swing doors. He just fell through them and really into the fireplace. We got the coffee into him, and we said, look, we've got to go into our agent's offices next door. And the agent was Harold Peel, and they were two brothers. There was Gunnar Peel, who was very tall and thin, and there was Aki Peel, who was short and fat. Anyhow, we were shown up into the boardroom, and into the boardroom we went, and we hadn't been talking for 5 minutes, where the secretary had come and said, there's Mr. White from Fielding and Platcher. And Horace came in with his tie round the back of his head. And as Gunnar Peel, or Aki Peel, one of them stood up like that, Horace slid into their chairs, which didn't, they looked at each other. And Bob and I wanted the floor to open and swallow us up. Anyhow, we overcame that. And we had to go on from there to Brussels. And Horace was in a terrible state. But I remember on a plane, I sobered him up by buying him a glass of Guinness and a small bottle of champagne in it, which he drunk. And he said he was all right after that.
Good blimey.